Test 64, Section 3, Question 21. And here we're looking for what would make the argument perfect. So this is what would make it perfect. And it says, which of the so it starts off and says, Marty's Pizza and Checker's Pizza are the only two major parlors in town. So they're the only two. Marty sold coupon books, including coupons good for one large plantain pizza, at any local pizza parlor at Marty's expense. So they gave these coupon books that give you one free one at any pizza parlor. But Checkers refused to accept these coupons, even though they were redeemed by all other local pizza parlors. So basically, they, you know, Checkers refused to do it. Accepting them would have cost Checkers nothing and would have satisfied those of its potential customers who had purchased the coupons books. So it wouldn't have cost them anything because they would have, Marty's would have paid for it, and it would have satisfied those. This shows that Checkers' motive in refusing to accept the coupons was simply to hurt Marty's Pizza. Now, this is really a big deal because we jump in the conclusion to motive, and that it shows that their motive was in refusing was simply to hurt Marty's Pizza. And that's a really strong conclusion. So the conclusion is their only reason for doing it was to hurt Marty's Pizza. And the evidence is just that they refused to do it even though it wouldn't have cost them anything and would have satisfied some customers. So we're going to need something pretty strong that says if you refuse to do something that doesn't cost you anything and would satisfy customers, then your only reason is to hurt someone else or something like that. So now let's look at our answers. Any company that refuses to accept coupons issued by a competitor when doing so would satisfy some of their potential customers is motivated solely by the desire to hurt that competitor. Well, that's actually a pretty good answer choice because that would make this argument perfect. Now, it leaves out the costing them nothing, but it doesn't necessarily need to because we're looking for what would make it perfect if it were true. And if A is true, then it's a pretty good answer. So we'll hold on to A. Any company that wishes to hurt a competitor by refusing to accept coupons will refuse to accept them even when that's saying if you want to hurt them, then you'll refuse. It doesn't say if you refuse, you want to hurt them. So B is backwards on the if then that we need. C, at least one company has refused to accept coupons issued by its major local competitor simply in order to hurt that competitor, even though those coupons were accepted by all others. That's not strong enough to make this perfect. That is something that we can assume and something that's true from the passage, but it is not something that will make the conclusion perfect. D, any company that accepts its major competitor's coupons helps its competitors, even if it also satisfies. That actually, if anything, would weaken the argument because that would say that there might be a different reason for them to do it, is that they don't want to help Marty's. If accepting coupons issued by a competitor would not enable a company to satisfy potential customers, then its refusal is motivated by the desire to satisfy. That's completely different, and that would suggest a different outcome. And it doesn't apply to this case because it's those issued by a competitor would not enable them. And this one would, and so answer choice A is our correct answer here.